I'm working from home today, so that presents the perfect opportunity to halt the unintentional hiatus we hit just after episode 5. If you're one of the 51.2 listeners per episode and you've missed me, perhaps fearing that I've gone and done what I do yet again and given up on something, I apologize. This isn't that. And this thing of mine might not be good yet, nor may it ever be, but it's fun, so I'll keep doing it. You keep or start listening. But skip that first show, because that was just shit. Now, I may have thrown you for a loop, leaving you thinking, but Uncle JJ, if you're working from home, how can you find time to put together a podcast episode? And I think that means you don't quite understand my concept of working from home. We'll get into that today, along with another work-related topic, fabricated culture, in the return episode, albeit a shortened one, of Uncle JJ's Super Mega Storytime. As remote work becomes more and more common in the digital era, I've found that members of both the old guard and the new seem to have more of a hard time embracing and understanding the concept. It's nothing new to me, as each of my last 5 professional stops has permitted working outside of the office, at least to a certain extent. Frankly, for me, it's been a godsend, as I appreciate the flexibility as it applies to my personal and family commitments, like school activities, sports, the ability to jump right in the car at the end of a workday and head out of town, exercise, podcasting, napping, video games. Well, you had to know at least a bit of that was coming. Truth be told, I've always been a good remote worker. Wherever I've been, workload alone has dictated that I stay on top of my shit, lest I peril. But it really is a dream, at times, to not have to tolerate the chatty Cathys of the workplace and all the hoop-jumping, hocus-pocus, bullhonk of contemporary office life. I found that if you can manage to stay on task, you can actually fly through most of your work in an isolated situation, and that does open up some windows of opportunity for other things. All the while, if you're good at it, as I believe I am, it also strengthens the trust you have from and toward your own team. But like I said, some people just don't get it. I have one friend, hi Johnny Boy, who at some point convinced himself that I work from home every single day, and with that, I can come and go as I please, doing whatever I want. Hey, I'm going to be in the neighborhood this afternoon if you want to go, insert leisure activity here, to which I have to say something like, sorry man, I'm pretty busy today. And then I get hit with, oh my bad, I thought you were working from home. The word working is in there, you know. My wife gets it, as she works from home every day, since her company's home base isn't even in this state. And she stays super busy, running a large team, constantly on phone calls, and more often than not, holed up in our makeshift office with the door closed, if only to muffle the sounds of our overprotective dog barking at everything and nothing throughout the day. We had a family friend, an older gentleman, well ahead of the curve, who worked from home daily in the twilight of his career, selling insurance, I believe. Mr. C, I'm told, would wake up every morning and get fully dressed, shirt, tie, slacks, the whole nine, before going downstairs to his basement office for the day, only breaking for lunch, and the bathroom, I guess, and putting in a full day's work, for several years, as I understand it. Now, when I'm home, at work, I don't dare go that far. In fact, there were times at a previous tenure that my then boss's insistence on video conference calls rather than their audio counterpart was my only motivation for putting on a shirt. That guy was a total wackadoo, but that's a story for another day. At best, I've got on a t-shirt and shorts. Come to think of it, office life for me isn't much different. This industry of mine has catered to the bum in me over the years, and I've even gotten away with flip-flops here and there. Polo shirt or button-down and casual dress pants are about as fancy as I get anymore, and even that is rare. Dress for the role you want, not the role you have? No, stop it. Shut up. I will not play your dirty game. But maybe that's part of the years-long rut I've been in. Ultimately, I am a bit of a man-child. I was mostly kidding about the napping and video games bit a few minutes ago, but then again, so what if I wasn't? Whether I'm home or not these days, that's something that actually does take place by the man-children with whom I intermingle when I'm in the office anyway. We've undergone a regime change there recently, and I would have lost money had I made my bet that just this sort of thing was going to be cleaned up by, quote, the new sheriff in town, end quote. A phrase the new hunch actually uttered about himself in his early days, if you can believe that. Ugh. But yeah, I've got colleagues who nap on couches, play Xbox with each other, shoot pool, and take hours-long lunches regularly, not to mention arriving and leaving just about as they please. It truly is the Wild West, and you'd think establishing some sort of order would be high on the list of to-dos in the face of a management shift such as this. But that's applying logic to a logical situation, and I've found that in the workplace that doesn't often fly. At home it does, though, at least in my house, and I'm finding it logical at the moment to step outside for a bit and see what needs doing around here, so I'll be right back. One of my biggest beefs in the work world these last few years is the emergence of culture as a thing. Don't get me wrong, establishing a healthy atmosphere and some semblance of unity in the workplace is important, but that has to come organically. If you treat people fairly and understand that a job is basically a legal agreement between two parties, wherein one entity offers compensation for the other's time, insofar as the other party holds up to their end of the bargain and contributes adequately, generally speaking, you're establishing a positive environment. I could source this. I believe it came from a Washington Post article not all that long ago, but remember, I'm working from home today. The point there was that in the era of Google-fying an office and bringing in ping pong tables, video games, couches, stocked snack rooms, and so on and so forth, people don't really care about that at all, at least not when weighed against the traditional terms of employment. Instead, they want to be treated fairly, paid well, empowered and trusted, presented with opportunity for achievement, and they want to go home on time. I worked at a place, and I know this is not an isolated incident, that actually renamed its HR department to People and Culture. Culture here was a gratuitous buzzword, long bandied about several times daily, even before the rebranding of the age-old entity that is human resources. Not the greatest term in and of itself, mind you, but I digress. It was the pinnacle of years' worth of efforts to fabricate an identity and pull the wool over the eyes of the masses so they would not actually embrace the fact that Rome was crumbling. I'd argue that this endeavor itself took away from the work at hand that actually made this company money. It certainly reallocated valuable resources for weeks and months at a time, in some instances, to work on things like invitations for company picnics, for fuck's sake. This kind of lipstick on a pig treatment is easy enough to see for the tuned-in eye, but my time there was officially over when even I got duped into asking a planted question during a town hall meeting to announce corporate takeover. To the new president of whatever the fuck, I was asked to ask something like, "What was the best part of your day today?" Why I agreed to this, I have no idea, but I did it. I felt like an ass bag immediately, didn't even listen to the answer, and was approached by no less than a dozen coworkers the rest of the day, basically asking me what the fuck that was all about. Turns out that now, almost 2 years later, Rome is just about crumbled, but I'm told the ping pong table still stands. At the risk of leaving anyone terribly disappointed, that's it for today, kids. I didn't have my usual jovial nature, and I don't have too many laugh your ass off stories to share today, but I'll get back to a more light-hearted vibe next time and elaborate a bit more on what's on my mind then, too. Today I was just sort of stuck in that rut I have been for the last week or two, juggling the stuff that matters most, like family and friends and youth sports. Baseball season beckons. I can't wait, actually. Brings me a lot of joy. That and the whole go to work every day thing and waste hours at a desk and so on and so forth. At least not when things like culture are thrown in your face. I'm lucky that currently, where I spend most of my time doesn't do that, but I can't shake those feelings of yesteryear as I shared a bit of today. The show is now available on iTunes / Apple Podcasts, whatever they call it these days. Looks like they went through a rebranding of their own recently. And wherever else you find your podcast, though to me, its home right here at anchor.fm remains the best outlet of all. Do subscribe, share, review, and whatever else you feel like you should do, and I'm always open to feedback. What do you want to see me do? What do you want to hear me talk about? If it's not just my stories, then what would it be? Let's establish our own special culture here, shall we? Kumbaya fucking ya.